Welcome back to The Strong Her Way to Eat, Move, and Live. Here we talk all things food freedom, fitness, and life transformation, helping you heal your relationship to food, exercise, your body, and yourself. Welcome back to another episode. Happy Monday if you happen to be listening to this the day that it is live. This week, I am super excited. I have a fun trip planned towards the end of the week that I get to look forward to. I am taking my daughter on a girls' trip. This is a really fun moment because it's something that I have been working towards being able to do through my business, and it is happening. So we, of course, went and did all of the girly things this weekend. We got our nails done. We got pedis. We even went and did a spray tan, which was fun, although we were a little bit too dark the first day or so, but it's kind of lightening up. It's getting lighter as the days go on, so we'll hopefully have a nice glow by the time we are on our trip this weekend. So if you are a mom, whatever that means for you, I hope that you had a lovely Mother's Day. Being a mom has definitely been one of the biggest blessings of my life, as well as the most challenging and sanctifying experiences ever. If you are a mom, then you definitely know that probably as well. Okay, so this week we are actually going to be talking about healing your relationship to yourself. And this really comes from the thoughts that you have about you. So exploring your relationship with yourself as well as your current self-concept is going to be massive in helping you understand your behaviors around food, around exercise, help you understand on a deeper level the why behind the goals that you're setting. Now, even though many of my clients initially come to work with me because they have kind of a body-related goal, so whether that's a physique goal, a health goal, or they just want to work on some aspect of their diet or their relationship to food, we always end up working on their relationship to themselves as well, because this really is foundational. This is where all of your other relationships stem from. This informs and influences so much how you end up showing up to your husband, to your kids, to your coworkers, and then of course, how you are showing up in the behaviors that you're engaging in around food and exercise for sure. So your relationship to yourself is extremely important. And I don't mean this to be in kind of, a selfish way where we really want to get self-focused on just ourselves, but understanding what you think about yourself, like what you ultimately believe to be the most true about you, is going to help you start to unravel and understand your behavior in every area of your life. So it is really important. And I think for so many women, if we would slow down and really work on our relationship to ourselves, then we wouldn't necessarily maybe go after all of the same goals in the same way. So I'm specifically thinking about myself when I was in sort of the deep throes of dieting and really was looking for self-worth or my value, right? And I thought that I would find that in a smaller body. I thought that I would find that in a more culturally or socially acceptable body where it was leaner, it was skinnier, it was fitter looking, all of those types of things. I had this kind of this magical fantasy in my head that if I just looked a certain way, then my marriage would be better. I'd be a better mom. I'd be more successful at work. I'd be happier all the way around. But I was doing all of that stuff. I was, you know, going on different diets. I was eating clean from this place. I was working out from this place instead of really like being solid and being accepting with myself and who I was. And that definitely inhibited me from fully enjoying the process, but then also enjoying any results that I had because I wasn't enjoying myself in the process, if that makes sense. So something that I want you to really keep in mind is that we are always either trying to avoid feeling a negative feeling, or we're always trying to feel more of a positive feeling. Now, we're using negative and positive kind of as like in air quotes, because really and truly, like, no emotion is necessarily like a negative emotion, right? Our emotions are just those indicator lights on the dashboard to help us understand, okay, something is either off, right? I'm like living out of alignment. I'm living out of integrity, or I'm really living in integrity. I'm really living in alignment with how I want to be showing up. So I'm using those in kind of air quotes, but just keep in mind that every decision that you make around food or exercise, how you spend your time, how you spend your money, all of those kinds of things is either in an attempt to avoid feeling what you would consider to be a negative emotion, or it's to try to feel what you would consider to be more of a positive emotion. I see this a lot, especially when it comes to like a specific number of weight that we want to lose or a specific look that we want our body to have. If we don't really slow down and kind of explore what's underneath that goal, then we could end up really chasing hard after those specific goals, get there, and then maybe realize that that wasn't even really what we wanted. So my hope in sharing this episode with you this week is to really give you some better insight into what drives your habits and your behaviors around food and exercise and weight loss and all of those types of things. This is really going to help you decide if you actually still even want to pursue those current goals. Why would you? Maybe why not? And what are the goals that you might actually be wanting to pursue or focusing on instead? Because I think a lot of times we kind of default into thinking like, oh yeah, the goal that I want to work on is losing, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 pounds. But when we slow down, we can kind of get to, okay, but what's really the thing? What's the thing that we think that that goal, that that 10 or 15 pounds lost is going to get us? And once we understand that, that's going to really help us make more powerful decisions around whether or not to even still pursue that goal. But it's also going to start to change the way that you interact and behave with food. So then you're not really feeling like you're always in this fight with yourself in terms of you want to do one thing, but then you find yourself kind of always doing something else around food or exercise, right? So the challenge comes for us, though, when we start to explore these current beliefs or this current story that we have about ourselves, it could sometimes feel impossible to change, right? We just think that whatever we think about ourselves or our bodies, that that's just true. That's just the reality. It's like it's just the news, and therefore we can't change it. So I remember being in that very same place a few years ago. When I looked at my body, I just saw the flaws. I saw the cellulite on my legs. I saw how big my legs were. And oftentimes I would find myself just focusing on that. And really, if I'm being honest, it was just me kind of obsessing on that. In my mind, it was just obvious, right? I just thought that that was the only thing or the first thing that other people saw about me when they saw me, right? But my first introduction to this mindset work and really the power of the mind came from learning that I could just choose to believe something different about my legs. Instead of focusing and obsessing on what I didn't like about my legs, I could just choose to think something different about it, right? Or I could just choose to redirect my brain anytime that it wanted to focus on the cellulite or the size of my legs. And ultimately, like over time, that started to shift what I thought about myself or how I felt about myself. And that for me felt like, I want to say magic, but because I'm like lacking a different term, but I just remember feeling so intensely negative about my legs that for the first time when I didn't feel that way, when I looked at myself, that was huge. That was kind of this little glimpse of the freedom and the possibility that I could then start to change the way that I felt about myself in other areas as well. It was so powerful. So I want you to really just think about that, right? As we kind of dive into these questions, I want you to just maybe suspend the belief for a second that whatever you feel to be the most true about you as a person or about your body, I want you to just explore that you might be wrong about that. Like, could you hold that space that you could actually just be wrong about what you are thinking about your weight or your body or yourself for just a minute? Now, I'm going to give you a set of questions, and I think it would be really useful to do it to take one set of answers from kind of this baseline approach, right? It's kind of this intake. We just want to see where you're at, what you're currently thinking about yourself, how you're currently feeling about yourself, to just kind of get a temperature of the current relationship that you have with yourself or your body or your weight. And then you could also kind of ask these questions from a future perspective, from already being the woman that you want to be in your life, or already like having the goals that you are currently working on and answering those from there, because that's going to be essentially what you want to focus on shifting to. Now, then you're going to see, okay, well, this is where I'm at and this is where I want to be. And it's going to feel like, how do I even get there? And that really is so much of the work that I end up doing with my clients. But essentially, you just kind of bridge your way there, right? It's like, we just want to start to kind of play around with and wiggle a little bit of that current story, that current self-concept that you have of you, until you can build that belief that this is like actually, you know, how you want to be showing up, that that's actually could be true or could be who you are as well. So some questions to ponder regarding yourself. What thoughts do you currently think about yourself? And if we're thinking from that future perspective, it's like, what thoughts do I want to think about me? What do I currently think about my body or my weight? And then that future perspective would be, what do I want to think about my body or my weight? And then, who am I? How would you describe yourself? For a lot of us, we start to describe based on what we do, right? So it's like, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a coach. But really, like, who are you? How well do you know yourself? What do you currently believe to be true about yourself, about your body, about your weight? What do you want to believe to be true about your body, about your weight, about yourself? Now, this next one, we're going to kind of just imagine, if we could mind read, what do you think other people think about you? Now, this is important because this might unlock some things that you actually think about you, because the reality is we can never know what somebody else thinks about us unless we ask them and they tell us, right? So when you are asking, if you ask yourself, okay, what do I think that other people think about me? I want you to write that down. And then I want you to just recognize that on some level, that's what you are thinking about yourself. This next one could be a little bit triggering, but I think that that's not necessarily something that we need to shy away from. But I want you to think, what are you thinking about yourself as compared to other people or other women, maybe other people that you look up to or that you feel like you need to aspire to be, right? Because a lot of times we're kind of doing these internal comparisons, and as long as that's just rattling around inside of our brain, then we hold that oftentimes so much more closely. Whereas once we start to get all of this stuff out on paper, we can start to separate ourselves a little bit there. And then if you were to think about, if you could kind of have like anything, like what would you want to think about if you were comparing yourself to another woman or something else? Like, how would you want to think about yourself versus how you're currently kind of thinking about yourself on default? What do you think about all of your accomplishments so far? So this could be your entire life, like in every single area, but you might also, you know, be like, okay, what do I think about my accomplishments so far in my health or in my fitness? What do I want to think about my accomplishments? And then this last one, who do you want to be in your life, or who are you in your life right now? How are you showing up in your life right now as a wife, as a mom, as a friend, as a daughter, a business owner, an employee? And then how do you want to be in your life? How do you want to be showing up? Now, these are, of course, just prompts. If you have other questions that come up, I just want you to start to get the juices flowing in terms of, we want to have kind of a clear picture, like I said, sort of that baseline of what are you currently thinking about yourself to help you understand the relationship that you have with you. Chances are, if you're constantly putting pressure on yourself, if you are really hard on yourself, constantly beating yourself up, then there's definitely going to be some room to grow in your relationship with you. And then we want to ask those questions again, like, if you could have any ideal scenario, what do you want that relationship to be like with yourself? How do you want to interact with you? How do you want to think about your body? How do you want to feel about your body or be in your life? Or how do you want to be showing up? Because that's really going to show you what to work on. Right? And maybe you don't work on all of it at once. Maybe you just pick one thing at a time. And this is essentially the work that I do with my clients. So if you're listening to this and you're just thinking like, oh my gosh, how would I even do this on my own? Or this stuff just feels so true. I can't even possibly see how I could change this, then I want to invite you to hop on a consult with me. Because like I said, this is the work of coaching, right? It's kind of taking you from where you are now and really helping you step across that bridge to get to where you want to be in your relationship with food, with exercise, with your body, with yourself, so that you can ultimately be showing up powerfully in your life every single day. Now, of course, there's going to be some conflict that comes up when you're thinking about where you're at now and where you want to be. But this is really just that work, that opportunity for you to challenge that current self-concept. So as you begin to shift the way that you think about yourself and you heal your relationship to yourself, to your body, you're naturally going to start to see the results pour into every other area of your life, every other relationship that you have, the way that you interact with food, with exercise, and with others. Because it really does start with how we are in a relationship with ourselves. That really is super impactful, super powerful. And the better of a relationship that we can have to ourselves, it's going to be so much easier to show up in the rest of our lives the way that we want to be showing up. So I hope that this episode was helpful for you. Again, this can be some really touchy, hard work to do, especially if you don't feel like you're starting in a great place with you. But just know that you don't have to do it alone. And so if you are interested in exploring coaching or kind of seeing what that looks like, then go ahead and schedule that free consult. I'd love to meet with you. I'd love to chat with you about your goals and really help you kind of see, like, step by step how that would become a reality for you. Hope you have a great rest of your day and an awesome week. And I will be back here with you again next week. Thanks so much for hanging out. Bye.